Our scripture reading today is taken from Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Good morning, church. I'm Jordan, one of the pastors of the church. Thank you for joining us this morning, whether on site or online. It is an encouragement to know that in spite of the pandemic, you still hold on to God's truth and desire to meet together as often as possible, even if it is online. Now, our Joshua series ended recently. And for me, the book of Joshua has always held a special place in my heart. You know, Joshua is my favorite character in the Bible. And one of the first verses I'm kind of managed to memorize is from the book of Joshua. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I memorized in the NIV. So it's slightly different from ESV. And as a young believer, the only believer at home, this verse encouraged me to follow God and trust that He is always with me. Do not be afraid or discouraged by family objection. Be strong and courageously follow. And I did, coming to church on Sunday morning and going for the Christian fellowship in the school. Another verse that I remember is from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Just the last part of the verse. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Again, as a young believer, I think this verse showed me that I can choose to follow and serve the Lord. I have a choice. I think many of you can resonate with me that it is encouraging to know that God is with us wherever we go, and that we can choose to follow and serve the Lord. But is it that simple? Is it that straightforward? Is that all to following God, to being a disciple of Christ? Now, as we continue in our series on spiritual discipleship, we are going to dive deeper, dig further into what it means to be a disciple of Christ. Now, there will be lessons that are familiar. There will be lessons that are difficult. Lessons that might make you smile, and lessons that might make you uncomfortable. But it is my prayer, and it is the prayer of the church, that these messages, the truth of God, will lead you, it will lead us towards being a true disciple of Christ, to carry our cross daily and to follow Him, our Lord, our Savior. Let us pray before we continue. O Lord, our God, our King, our Master. So often we call you by such titles, and yet so often we fail to act on them. Where we fail to follow, we pray that your Spirit stirs us to repent and to return to you. Where we fail to repent, we ask that your Spirit break us and soften us so we listen. This morning, speak, Lord, and as we hear, help us to act on your truth and promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, discipleship. Last Sunday, Pastor Wen Chong explained that the term disciple simply refers to someone who follows his master. And he reminded us to count the cost of following Jesus as our master. You know, there are comforts to give up, future prospects to let go of, and basically the giving up of self. Now, my sermon title today is The Disciple's Master, borrowed from a chapter in the book by Oswald Sanders. A disciple, a follower implies that the person is of a lower status, lower authority, lower power compared to the master. A disciple implies submission, obedience, and adherence to what the master commands and wills. So when we call Jesus our master, when we call Jesus our Lord, it naturally implies that we are willing to submit, to obey, and to adhere to his teachings. But as we learned last Sunday, to follow Jesus, to be a disciple, is costly. Now, understanding the cost is one aspect of discipleship. In the following weeks, we will continue to hear and we will continue to cover other aspects of discipleship. Now, today, my focus is on submission to the Master, understanding discipleship through understanding the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Why is Jesus worth submitting to? And what does it mean to submit to him as our Master? Why is the Lordship of Jesus Christ important? Why is the Lordship of Jesus Christ important? Why is it important that we, when we call ourselves disciples, submit to the authority of Jesus Christ? Well, as Christians, we must recognize that Jesus is Lord. You know, that he is who he says he is. And there are many passages in the Bible where Jesus tells us who he is. You know, you can look at the book of John, the 7 I am statement. But we want to look at Peter's proclamation in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, where Peter testifies that Jesus is both Lord and Christ. Now, this is actually a summary, a conclusion of Peter's sermon in response to the people at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. The people had heard the disciples suddenly speaking in other languages, in many tongues. Some were amazed, while others mocked them. But Peter stepped forward and Peter addressed them, explaining to them that what happened to the apostle is really the fulfillment of the prophecy by the prophet Joel. Now, Peter then goes on to say that the hearers already know as a fact that the miracles of Jesus were accomplished by the power of God, and that the suffering, the death of Jesus, is also according to the plan and foreknowledge of God. He also explains that Jesus is the prophesied descendant of David, whose resurrection was witnessed by all who were present. And so he says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, in this proclamation, Peter tells us that Jesus is not just the Son of God. He's not just the Son of God, but Jesus has the same attributes as God. You know, the word Lord, Kyrios in Greek, is used both of God and the risen Christ interchangeably. You know, today we might just look at it as another English word, Lord. But in those days, to call Jesus Lord would have been blasphemous to the Jews. It's a title reserved for God. And yet Peter proclaims, and Luke would record in verses 36 and also in verses 36 that Jesus is Lord. And then in verse 39, he continues to say God as Lord. So the term Lord is used interchangeably to refer to Jesus and also to God. So the Lordship, the power, the authority of Jesus is clearly presented by Peter. Jesus is worthy to be Lord and Christ, to be King, to be Deliverer. Now, this Lordship of Jesus Christ is important because it signifies who we submit to, who we surrender to, and who we obey. Jesus is the one whom we look up to for the standard of right and wrong. Jesus is the one whom we ask when in trials or difficulties. Jesus is the one whom we model after, whom we strive to be like. And that is the role of the Master. You know, in recent years, you know, with all the social media and internet access, you know, we always read about many news. And I think the issue of authority is no longer so black and white, no longer so straightforward. You look at the news, you look at social media, almost every day, someone is challenging the authorities. It can be the authority at home, authority even the church, in the school, even the authority of the government. And I think right now, because of the pandemic, people challenge the authority of medical doctors and research. Is it right? Is it wrong? Should they open up more? Should they lock up more? Now at home, my 4-year-old son is starting to challenge the authority of the parents, me, and of course my wife. You know, he wants to watch his afternoon shows, you know, kind of his only TV time allowed. In the past, we only let him watch after he naps. But these days, he doesn't want to nap anymore. So he will ask why. Why can't he watch it now, you know, since he's not going to nap? Why can't he watch it immediately? You know, perhaps it's also the fault of the parents or parent. You know, I will allow him to watch one show even if he doesn't nap. You know, but mommy doesn't like that. So authority at home can sometimes seem inconsistent to the child. You know, I can imagine some mothers at home frowning and shaking their head. Fathers are always like that. But the authority of God is never inconsistent. The authority of God is not inconsistent, which is why, as Christian, we must accept the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We must submit to His authority. Where there is no authority, no law, no consistency, society will fall into chaos, into anarchy. And it reminds me of the book of Judges. You know, in the last verse of the book, a summary was given. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. There was no king, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. How terrible and frightening it is for everyone to do what was right in his own eyes. There will be no rule, no need for righteousness, morality, compassion, and love. Every carnal desire can be fulfilled. If you have the strength, you have the power to do it. And no one can condemn you or say you are wrong, because there's no standard of right and wrong. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Was there really no standard? There actually was. Even in the days of Judges, they had the Torah. They had the law of Moses, the commands and instructions given by God through Moses. So the people knew it, or at least they knew about it, but they did not follow it. So the question for us, brothers and sisters, fellow disciples of Christ, do we follow the Lord's command? Do we follow the Lord's command? Now, definitely there are many, many commands given by the Lord. There are some that we find ourselves forgetting, we'll stumble over them. But as a disciple, do we ask ourselves each day, is Christ still King of my life today? Am I submitting to the Lordship of Christ? Or is Christ an afterthought? You know, submitting to Christ's Lordship requires a few things. You know, one, full submission to His authority. 1 Peter 3:15 is another good memory verse. It says, "But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy." In another version, it says, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord." It is a command here, an imperative. It is a call for a deliberate and conscious act where we honor and revere Christ as Lord. You know, that means we give up our right to be Lord of our own lives. We give up the rights to make decisions and say we want to or do not want to do something. It means we surrender our rebellious nature and we give in to the Lord who is holy, who is righteous. So submission to His authority is the total, complete surrender of our rights to Him. Now it sounds frightening, and it feels out of control, which is something most of us cannot handle. We cannot handle not being in control. And the reason why we often end up taking action, our own action, even after we prayed and supposedly surrender the matter to God, is because we cannot handle the feeling of not being in control. Now, as I was preparing this, the thing that come to mind is the submission of, you know, animals to their master or to their alpha. You know, like dogs, you know, a lot of their communication is through their behavior. You know, a dog will roll over, they will show their soft belly, they might also tuck their tail low, they will avoid eye contact as a sign of submission, a demonstration of submission. Now, the Apostle Paul, after his Damascus experience, surrendered his life to God. He gave up his position, his status as a Pharisee, even though he was in every way a perfect Jew, but he gave it all up to follow Jesus, to come under the Lordship of Christ. Now, in Philippians chapter 3, Paul listed what many of the Jews would have been proud of, his credentials. Yet he counted all those as loss compared to knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord. I think that was his demonstration of submission to the Lord. Paul could have been a prominent leader, but he gave it all up to follow Jesus Christ. Now, from an all-out rebellion against Jesus, persecuting his followers, Paul turned to full submission to Christ as Lord. You know, he became the persecutor, almost to death. Full submission to his authority. Next, submitting to Christ's Lordship requires us to recognize his ownership over us. He is Lord of all. In Acts chapter 10, we once again look at Peter. He is given a vision and told three times, "What God has made clean, do not call common." Peter would later understand that God has called him to preach the good news of peace to the Gentiles. In verses 34 to 36, Peter said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." Now, Jesus Christ is the Lord of all, not just of the Jews, but also of the Gentiles. He is Lord, not just of creation, but also of you and I. Again, the word Lord carries the idea of an owner who has control over all his possessions. We belong to God because we are created by God. We belong to God because we have been redeemed by God. You know, and the day we choose to pray, you know, to verbalize and ask God to be our Lord and Savior, we have already surrendered ourselves to Him. Our lives and what we have no longer belongs to us. But we are like stewards. We are given the opportunity to take care of what really belongs to God. And it is always amazing to see how God blesses us abundantly, so that we can enjoy even life here on earth. But God requires all of us, not just some part of us. You know, we cannot be a Christian only on Sunday or when we are at certain church events. We must be a follower, a disciple, an adherent of God's teachings at all times. We must recognize that He is Lord and that we belong to Him. Only when we understand that, then we can submit to the Lordship of Christ. Submitting to Christ's Lordship requires us to full submission to His authority, to recognize His ownership over us, and finally, to have unquestioning obedience. Unquestioning obedience. Obedience from the heart. Obedience from the heart is really the true benchmark, the undeniable evidence of Christ's Lordship in our lives. obedience from the heart. Now, our scripture reading passage this morning begins with the question from Jesus. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Jesus then follows with, everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. Now that's the life of a true disciple, one who not only hears his master's commands but live it out, digging deep and laying the foundation on the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. He does not move, he does not change. And as a disciple of Christ, it is important to build a strong foundation in the unchanging God. Now, Pastor Wen Zong also shared last Sunday about how many of his peers left the faith over the years because they wanted to pursue their career, future prospects, and other interests. I believe it is also because they stopped being obedient to the Word of God. They stopped doing what they have heard from the Word of God. Trust in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. All your ways. Not in some ways, but it is in all your ways. Now, it does not really matter how much we can memorize of the Bible or how well we can debate theology with one another. What matters is our obedience to the Bible, to the Word of God. Now, there's a story taken from this book called Out of the Salt Shaker and Into the World. And the story goes something like this. You know, when I worked with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, I used to ask college students if they had learned much at a weekend conference. They would often answer, oh yeah, you should see how many notebooks I filled. And my response would be, you don't have to show me your notebooks. If you learn anything, I'll see it in your life. If you learn anything, I'll see it in your life. The demonstration of what we have heard. And that's the hard truth. If you hear the word of God and do them, it will be evident in your life. But you know what happens to those who do not listen to God's word? The one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Brothers and sisters, if we only profess to believe in the word of God, but we do not do what it says, then we are disobedient to the Lord. Submitting to Christ's Lordship requires full submission to His authority, the recognition of His ownership over us, and to have unquestioning obedience to His commands. I guess the next question from everyone is, how do I live it out? How do we live it out? It is not easy. You know, living a life under the Lordship of Christ is tough. And we have to make the conscious decision to follow Him or not to follow Him. Now, we don't like the idea of someone lording over us. I think the world today frowns at the idea of anyone, frowns at the idea of being lord over. It implies servitude, slavery, tyranny. You know, it implies being told to do what we do not want to do and not being allowed to do what we want to. But that is not the kind of lordship that Jesus offers and presents to us. Now, to use a cliche term, you know, Jesus is our servant king. And what He presents to us is a lordship that serves us, that seeks to serve us, not in any oppressive manner, but with the purpose of rescuing us and restoring us. His instructions and commands are not to weigh us down, but to free us. But you probably think it is impossible to do it. You know, full submission to his authority, recognition of his ownership, and the toughest of all, unquestioning obedience. Again, I think back to the book of Joshua, and I think it is really true. Joshua said to the people in Joshua chapter 24, verse 19, "You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins." You are not able to serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. You know, we are not able to keep fully to his commands. We are not able to surrender all our wants, all our desires. And in the book, Spiritual Discipleship, Oswald Sanders writes, "It may be that you are thinking, I recognize Christ's claim to lordship over my life, and I want to live under his lordship. But my will is so weak. It lets me down at a crucial moment. How can I maintain recognition of his lordship? How can I keep him on the throne of my life?" And he quotes the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. "No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." God did not just give us the law. He did not just give us commands and instructions to demonstrate, to show us our need for him. God also gave us Jesus to redeem us and set us free. And God sent his Holy Spirit to live in us, to convict us, and to help us live for him and for his glory. Now I struggle to live under the lordship of Christ. And you will too. We are struggling daily. But we can rejoice and be assured that the Holy Spirit enables us to keep Christ on the throne of our lives. It is tough. Now let me close with this quote from Hudson Taylor. You know, Christ is either Lord of all, or he is not Lord at all. Christ is either Lord of all, or he is not Lord at all. God's word is clear. His instructions, his commands are consistent. We cannot read the Bible and choose to follow part of it. We cannot hear the Lord's command and choose to obey only partially. You know, it is tough to forgive our debtors, to forgive those who sin against us. It is uncomfortable to open our lives and confess to God about the darkness in us. It is unthinkable, you know, to give up binge watching of dramas, movies, binge eating, binge drinking, or gaming. It is demanding to not expect instant gratifications for our needs. It is difficult to serve God and not to serve financial security and the comforts of life. It is heartbreaking to end a relationship because you are unequally yoked. It is against our self-will to give up guilty pleasures like pornography. It is challenging to share the gospel with those who are lost, those who reject you. It is frightening, you know, to say this pledge as a minister and know that I am accountable to God and to the church. We are all accountable to God. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once and after that to face judgment." It is difficult. But if we are truly Christ's disciples, then we must submit to his lordship. We must submit to his word. Obedience and discipleship is difficult. But the yoke Jesus offers is easy and his burden is light. So brothers and sisters, what areas of your life do you need to acknowledge Christ's lordship more? Take some time today, during the week even, to pray and commit to surrender more to the Lord who sent his only Son to die for you and to redeem you. And let us strive to encourage and help one another to be doers of God's word and not merely hearers of God's word. Amen. Let us pray. In this quiet moment, let us reflect and consider if Christ is still King of our lives each day. Is he Lord of all your life or just part of it? Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you in surrendering fully to the Lord our God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, truly you are God and we are but your creation. Help us to exhort you with our lives and to submit to your authority. Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, just as we trust in your blood for redemption, help us to trust in you more and more each day and recognize that we belong to you. Holy Spirit, as you live in us, remind us and help us to live a life of obedience to the Word of God. And when we struggle, strengthen us. When we fall, help us to stand again and to try again. We thank you for your Word, your truth, and your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.